We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Riggs and Allie, Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so what I wanted to talk about was this Khloe Kardashian. I'm sorry. Have you seen her? You've seen her in commercials. She looks insane, but she doesn't even look the same. She's got dark hair. Her face has been...
Can I be honest? They all look the same. They all look plastic and fake, dude. Every single one.
But
I know Kim, but honestly, Khloe... And like Kourtney.
You wouldn't know the difference between Khloe and Kourtney Kardashian.
No,
for real?
I'm telling you that blankly
one's
right
like
now.
They really all look tall and one's tiny.
They all look the same to me. I promise you. They all look plastic and fake.
Let me just tell you the story. Let's not get stuck on if you know them.
I know.
So the story is that Khloe Kardashian, has been working on her body.
Yeah.
This all started after she got cheated on, let's be real. And she started becoming her best self physically, which I get, even if it's an overcompensation.
Getting her groove. Okay.
Getting her groove back. But she's still with Tristan now. But she posted this video.
Is Tristan still with her?
Yeah, he says he is. Give it time. So she posted this video saying, everyone says I Photoshop, because she had posted all these hot pictures and people were like, you're so Photoshopped. That's not your real body.
Yeah.
We know that you're doing the... And she's like, no. So she went on Instagram Live and showed this killer body. And I do believe she worked for those abs.
Yeah.
I do believe that six pack was from exercise. But I don't for a second like people that have had other plastic surgeries and want to come on and to act like nothing's been done to her butt. All you have to do is look at Khloe Kardashian to know her butt's been altered.
It's not normal.
You know she's had a boob job. She's talked about it. We know she's plumped her lips up because they're freaking gigantic now and she looks like a clown.
Yeah.
And I don't understand. So I see this and I'm like, you obviously do lots of medical things to alter your appearance. So then don't be the one to go on and flaunt that you're natural. That's
There's receipts. There's pictures of her when she was younger. You
That's
can compare
the
them. She looks completely different.
And for all that
they
family,
all do.
Not
they
to
all
take
do.
Credit for putting the pressure for women wanting to look like that.
Yes.
And then to be like, but we're real. No, you're not.
No.
You're not.
You've just nailed why I hate the Kardashians so much.
It's just
in the last 2 minutes.
They don't realize the effect they've had on women in pop culture. But then
I think they realize it. I don't think they care. They don't care. Because they're making boatloads of money. They're making crap loads of money.
Khloe, you look great. Your abs look great. Your body looks great. But don't act like you've never been to a doctor to do anything.
You're going
to
be real. Call it like it is.
Stop,
You got good docs. You got the money
too
to
much.
Do it.
It's too much.
Way too much.
Too much, yeah.
Yep. Bad. This has different meanings depending on how you put an emphasis on a certain word in the sentence, though.
Oh. Like oh or oh.
See? So it's this is one sentence that has seven different meanings depending on how you say it.
Okay.
The sentence is, I never said she stole my money.
Okay. Okay.
So you can go, I never said she stole my money, meaning that
That's
never said
one.
It. Somebody else said it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's one.
Yeah.
I never said she stole my money, meaning that I never said it. So there's two.
Yeah.
I never said she stole my money.
So you just go through every word.
Exactly.
If you emphasize a different word in the sentence, it changes the whole sentence.
Exactly. I never said she stole my money, meaning somebody else stole the money. I never said she stole my money, meaning maybe she borrowed it or she lost it.
I never said she stole money.
Right. I never said she stole my money. Maybe
implied.
She took someone else's, right?
Yeah.
It's just all about how you say it.
I thought you were going to say okay.
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 Well, that too.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
See?
Okay.
Exactly. And that can come across so differently with texting now, too. Exactly. Because sometimes okay could just mean okay.
Yeah, it just literally means thumbs up, okay. And sometimes thumbs up means bleep you.
Another one, fine. That's a dangerous one, too, that women use all the time. How are you? I'm fine.
Fine.
I'm
fine.
Good.
Everything's
How are
fine.
You? I'm fine.
Fine.
How are you? Fine.
I'm fine, but I'm going to torture you for this later.
I'm fine. Depending
true.
On how you say it.
It's true.
Are there other ones that we're not thinking of? I'm sure there are.
Well, I feel like you could do any sentence and change the emphasis on certain words if you're going to do that.
How about, I never said I'd kiss that horse. I never said I'd kiss that horse.
Okay.
I never said I'd kiss that horse.
See? That's a good one.
I never said I'd kiss that horse.
Right. Or I'd never kiss just that one.
Right? A lot of the horses I find attractive. Maybe I want to kiss them all. I don't know.
Oh my gosh. Let me open our text.
What is wrong with us?
What isn't wrong with us, Riggs, is the real question. 414-799-1037.
I never said I'd kiss that horse, but I want to, kind of. 414-799-1037. You can call or you can text. It always works different on text, too, so we can read it completely different however you text it to us.
That's true!
Hey, there's money waiting for you. 705, be here for the $1,000 KISS keyword. Win $1,000, just like Bettina from Merton or Jenny in Oak Creek or Jacob in Exonia. Add your name to the list. 705, yes. Be here to win. It's KISS FM, all right? So the Brewers announced yesterday, they had like a little teaser in the morning where it had like Bernie and the barrel guy and all the sausages like out in the parking lot getting ready to tailgate. And they were like, what's the announcement going to be? Is it going to be tailgating? You damn right it was.
Yes, it was.
Tailgating is back at Miller Park.
I like it.
Now, they've initially, when they opened up Miller Park, they were not allowing tailgating. That was kind of a big deal. People were like, what?
Right, right.
What? That's like a huge tradition.
People were like, how do we do this without tailgating?
You mean we have to drink inside the stadium?
We don't know how to go to a Brewer game without tailgating.
We have to go inside American Family Field and buy drinks now?
I was very proud because the Chicago Tribune ripped the Chicago Cubs and praised our Brewers. There was an article my mom sent me and I started laughing. I'm like, ooh, you can't rip. It's like the Journal Sentinel ripping on the Brewers and praising the Cubs.
What were they ripping on the Cubs for?
They were ripping on them for not getting vaccinated publicly. They said the Brewers got out there. They were trying to be positive. And if you want people to come back and you're getting vaccinated, just do it publicly and say, hey, I'm doing it, you know, so people feel safer.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't. So their own newspaper was ripping them for... You know,
I saw that the other day.
Trying to be role models or whatever.
Yeah, one of the Brewers had COVID over the over the off season.
That sucks.
Yeah, so tailgating is back on Monday when they play the Cubs, April 12th at American Family Field. There are rules; you have to stay like within your own pod. So there's like one tailgating group per car.
Okay,
and you're not allowed to just wander around the parking lot. They'll come after you for that.
As if they're going to stop people from wandering.
Right.
That'll be interesting. I
one
don't know
thing,
how I feel about that one.
Tailgating has to end 30 minutes after the game starts.
Well, it was always, remember I got kicked in one time.
I know.
I got kicked into the Brewer game because we were still in the parking lot.
Right. What are you doing out here? It's the sixth inning. Go inside.
I looked at the guy on the bike, the security guard on the bike, and I go, are you for real? He's like, yeah, you got
to
go in.
You also have to have a ticket to be in the parking lot. So that,
that makes sense.
There you go.
Yeah.
So it's starting on Monday, the 12th. Tailgating is back at Miller Park. All the info you need to know about that is up right now at 1037kissfm.com. $1,000 KISS keyword less than 8 minutes away.
Hey. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So DMX suffered a heart attack over overdosing at his house.
Wow.
And now he's been in ICU on life support for 5 days now. People close to him are saying they would be disingenuous to not say they're worried. So
at
it's not
point,
looking very good. Now, DMX has been through a lot over the years. He's been in and out of jail. He's gotten arrested. He went to jail for animal cruelty.
He's been in and out of the hospital. This isn't his first overdose.
No, he had overdosed a few times and been, you know, tried to clean. It's hard.
He's struggled.
Addiction's a thing. So he had a heart attack. He overdosed. And now people are still around him at the hospital. Family members have been able to see him. Earl Simmons, by the way, is DMX's
real name.
Yeah. So when you sometimes I read stories, you know, about it. Even the New York Times writes about DMX, and they're like, Earl Simmons. I'm like, it's
Mr.
DMX
Simmons.
Or X.
Mr.
What
Simmons.
X gonna give it to
He's
you,
gonna
man.
Give it to you, man.
So yeah, but all seriousness, DMX, really sad story. Yeah. He's, what, 50-something now? So... Still in the hospital, still in a vegetative state. We do not know if he will ever recover, and that's the update on DMX. So, Riggs, you know, a lot of people, this is the problem with dating. They get in relationships, and they still have unfinished business with exes, and it gets all entangled. And so I'm a little
especially when there's kids involved, too.
Yeah, so I'm afterwards. A little more sensitive to stuff like that, just going through the dating scene. But yeah. I will say that I had to bring this up, because I have a friend, she doesn't live here, but she got married, and then they had a baby. So this all happened in, like, the past 2 years.
Okay.
And so I was talking to her on the phone the other day.
She got married and had a baby with a new man.
With a new guy. But okay. She was married previously before.
Yeah.
No kids. But no they kids. Were married. It was like a starter marriage. Okay.
Oh, I had to yeah. have one of those.
So, but
I had my starter marriage.
Well, the problem with the starter marriage was this guy was a total mess and yeah. put her in tons of debt. Tons Oof. Of debt. There was a whole, it's a whole long story, but trust me, there was a lot going on and Oof. He put her in a lot of debt that she then had to handle when they got out. So she's been angry about that for a while, and I don't blame her. I'd be...
How did that happen with a divorce? That sucks.
Well, he had a drug problem. I'll just say, if you really want me to... Well, so then she found out yeah. they were in all this debt, because it all came out in the divorce. There's so many layers
yeah.
here. So she moved on. She's got a fantastic guy now that her ex didn't want to get better, didn't want... Whatever. She's divorced, moved on. This guy is great. They had a baby. They're the cutest couple ever.
Great.
But then I'm on the phone with her the other day, and she's still talking about the ex, and she's going on and on and on and on. And we haven't talked about this guy. I'm like, we haven't seen this guy in years. Why are we talking about this? And she's like, well, I don't like him, and I don't want... And she's like, sometimes I worry that people are going to think bad of me because he's a liar. And I'm like, you've been divorced for years,
yeah.
and you're remarried, so who cares?
Does he
right?
owe her money right now or something?
No, the divorce, so she's been paying on his debt, even in her new marriage.
Okay. So
right?
there's not like he owes her anything. They don't have kids together.
Well, you could say he owes her something because he put her in $100,000 of debt because
right.
of his drug problem that she didn't...
But if it came out in
about.
The divorce that way, she's stuck with it. That's the
yeah.
way that the agreement
yeah, yeah.
lays out, unfortunately.
Right. It's all laid out. It's done. She doesn't
yeah.
have to talk to him ever.
So there's
she
nothing for her to be
pay on this debt.
So there's nothing for her to be vindictive about, is what I'm getting at.
And she said to me, I said, you got to stop talking about your ex. I go, this is getting weird.
Yeah.
I go, I know that he's a douchebag, but you literally have the greatest husband. Stop already. Like, why
right.
are we talking? She's like, because I'm angry. I'm angry about the money. And I was like, how many people get so stuck?
Well, she,
you know, and how does the new guy feel? He must be so annoyed.
Of course.
Listening
Unless
to her.
She's not venting to him, she's venting to you.
Maybe
she doesn't
so.
Want to vent to him
well,
about an ex.
He knows that it comes out of their pocket when they're paying on this debt.
Yeah.
It affects him too, her
yeah.
new husband. So it's, he gets it, and he totally knows it wasn't her fault. You know?
Yeah.
So I just thought, what do you do when you have a friend who's fully married, but they're still pissed off at their ex? And we all can say, oh, I don't like my ex. But now that I'm, what, 7, 8 years out of my divorce,
yeah.
I don't even. You could say something about my ex, and I'm so indifferent. Indifference, a good word.
At
you
what
know?
Point do you move on and That's, move forward?
Well, and she's saying,
because
I
it's
can't,
already been done and put to bed with the divorce agreement.
Mm-hmm.
You can't change that. So
yeah.
why are you still talking about him
I don't
so
know.
Much?
Do you think it's
now she's
be a
not
problem?
Venting anymore? She's just complaining.
Complaining, but because she can't control what this guy did.
Exactly.
And I get it. You can't control what they
but
did.
But you can't change
but
it.
You can't change it.
No.
So at some point you have to. It's actually good advice, Riggs. I should have said that. You can't change it.
You
just
can't.
Have to accept it. Finish it. Paying it and never talk about this loser again.
Well, it's going
to
cause depression too. You keep worrying
yeah.
about the past.
It
that's all that's going to happen.
All this.
You'll
oh,
be
that's
depressed.
Another good line for her.
You'll be depressed about a marriage you never cared about in the first place.
Right. Well, she did, but there she's way over it. Now.
That's what it can cause.
Oh,
what
like
do you think
anger
she should do?
For years, maybe, or maybe somebody knows somebody who's still angry years later, and that's what I think strikes me as odd. When you're happily with somebody else, but you're still
I'm
complaining
not,
about the
yeah,
ex.
I'm not saying don't be married. I'm angry about it because I'd be pissed too. But bringing it up quite a bit, it's like what? Come
it
on
is
now.
Weird, right?
Yeah, 414-799-1037. What would you tell a friend like this? Mm. Or maybe you've had a friend like this.
Yeah.
How did you snap them back to reality? Did you have to shake them by the shoulders?
Maybe you are the friend listening right now who doesn't realize you talk about your ex in your new relationship.
Maybe. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie.
So, you want to play off my riddle game I started?
Yeah, I think
Let's
I want to throw
go.
One back at you.
Because I said my 9-year-old got me with a good riddle.
Yeah.
What was it? We talked about it this week or last week where he said to me, hey, Mom, there's a ship with a lot of people on it, but not one single person on board. How is that possible? And I said, I didn't know the answer. It's because
yeah.
there was not one single person. person on board. So they were all married was the riddle. I was like, good one, Owen, good one.
Well, this is what I call like a little genius quiz. There are a couple different questions.
So what, if I don't get it, I'm not a genius?
Exactly.
Okay, then who cares? Who claims they're a genius themselves? Let's be real.
We'll try this one. Do they have a 4th of July in England?
I would assume so. Yeah. A different date.
Well, they also have a 3rd of July and a 5th of July.
Oh, you're going to say something after.
Oh, July.
This is like a knock-knock or is this a riddle?
No, it's a riddle.
Okay.
You got it right, though.
I did.
Yeah, they do. How many birthdays does the average person have?
I don't know if you want me to say one a year or...
Well, how many do you think? What would you answer?
What's the question?
How many birthdays does the average person have?
Does the average person have?
Uh-huh.
35, 40?
One. You have one birthday.
One, because we all have one.
You have one.
See? Okay.
You have one birthday.
Okay.
How about this one? It's a baseball question.
Okay.
In baseball...
And I'll definitely get it wrong.
How many outs are there in an inning?
In an inning?
In an inning.
Nine.
No.
No, wait. No, wait. No, wait.
Nine
this
innings.
This is a good one. Now, this is a
there
good
There are
one.
Nine it's, innings.
Now you got me. Okay,
all right.
Wait, wait. There's
in
nine
baseball,
innings.
How many outs are there in an inning?
Three.
No.
Six.
Yes.
Six, because there's three on each team.
Yes, there are three in each half inning. In each half inning. See?
These are just trick questions. These aren't riddles.
Sure they are. Well, it's the same thing. So is this the ship question. Is it legal for a man in California to marry his widow's sister?
Is it legal for a man in California
to marry his widow's sister?
Yeah, the widow's dead.
No, it's not, because he's dead. He can't marry anybody. He's dead.
His widow's sister.
His widow's sister.
His widow would be his dead wife.
Yes.
And he'd be marrying her sister.
His widow. She's the widow. He's the dead husband. His widow's sister.
Oh, I read that as, sorry. I read that as he was alive
and he
was widowed.
They're all tricky.
I don't really know what just happened there.
They're all tricky.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you don't get this last one right, I'm going to have to punch you.
What? Okay. I dare you. Come at me, bro.
I'll have your children beat up on you.
They'll do that. Don't worry. Okay, what?
How many animals of each sex did Moses take on the ark?
I don't know anything about Moses or the ark. I don't even care if you know. What's the answer? Wait, what's the question again for people playing along?
How many animals of each sex did Moses take on the ark?
I don't know.
You don't have a guess?
I know nothing about Noah's Ark, nor do I care. Can I be frank? Other than the water slide in the Dells, that's what I know about Noah's Ark.
You just answered the question, basically.
What did I say?
You don't know anything about Noah's Ark. Moses didn't do the Ark. It was Noah. You should know that as a Jew. Moses didn't do anything with the Ark.
I still. Okay,
so there's
reread
your trick
the question.
How
You're
many animals of
okay, go
how
on.
Many animals of each sex did Moses take on the Ark? Noah did the Ark. It wasn't Moses. So it's a trick question. It's another one of those. Same thing. You have to listen to the question.
To the Moses part.
The Moses.
Trick part. Okay.
But you
fine.
Got it right technically because you said
kind of.
Noah afterwards.
Well, I was talking about Noah's Ark in the Dells. I mean.
I know. That's what really I'm talking about.
I'm like, you're asking me religious questions like I care. I'm
right.
Like, dude, come on.
Come
like,
on now.
I don't know.
Are people going to try to stump us now?
Apparently, we got some people on the phone who have riddles of their own. So
right.
I'm pumped. On line one, we got Coach, our boy Coach.
Coach, what up, dude?
We haven't heard from you in a while.
Good morning. Guys, you know, I work a lot, but I would never miss time with you.
Aww. Why have you been neglecting us? We
yeah,
miss your
you
voice.
You know what? I've got four daughters. You.
That's
enough
all you had
said,
to say.
Coach.
That's all
enough
you had to
said.
Say.
We got you.
Speak, say less. Say less, Coach. So what's your riddle?
Yeah, tell us your riddle.
Okay. What's heavier, 100 pounds of feathers or 100 pounds of bricks?
What's heavier, 100 pounds of feathers
yeah.
or 100 pounds of bricks? Seems like the obvious answer would be bricks.
Right.
But is it a trick question, Riggs?
It is absolutely a trick question.
You know
question.
The answer?
I do know the answer.
I feel like I've heard this, but I can't remember what the answer is.
Yeah, they both weigh 100 pounds. So they weigh the same.
Oh, that's a good one.
100 pounds of feathers would weigh as much as 100 pounds of bricks because they both weigh
Coach,
100 pounds, right?
You got me, Coach.
Coach?
You got me.
For the win.
FTW.
He's a winning coach.
Do you throw that at your athletes and your students, people you work with?
They might be a little bit more raunchy.
Yeah.
They're more raunchy?
They don't want these grown-up jokes.
All right.
No.
That's
well,
funny.
According to my kids, they're dad jokes.
That's see what I mean.
Dad
right?
jokes.
They're too cool. Yeah.
You know when a dad joke becomes a dad joke? When it becomes apparent.
telling a
parent.
I try to tell him your dad's a big deal. It's okay.
He is. He's on the radio, dude. He's on the radio. Coach, thanks for calling. It's always good to hear from you, dude.
He's sitting here right now while I take her to Pius.
Well, have a good
going
day at school.
Pius. Yeah, have a good day.
You guys on the radio?
Yep.
Hi.
Have a good one, girls.
Your dad's cool.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
Coach is dope. The dopest dad in the biz. Thanks for calling, man.
Paul's got one on, too. I've already heard it because I wanted to screen it.
Okay.
But I'm going to let him do the riddle to you, Riggs.
Okay, go ahead, Paul. Kay. Lay it on me.
Okay, what's 1 + 1?
2.
No. It's 3 if you don't use a condom.
Oh!
Here's the funny story about that. I told my kid, he's in 8th grade, and birds and bees, birds and bees.
Right. He's pretty good.
And he told to the teacher and to the kids, and then we had a teacher's conference.
I was going to say, did you get called from the school because your kid
told that joke? And I'm like, okay. And I was laughing with them, and they were laughing with me, too. And I'm like, what?
Hey, man, at least you're teaching him safe sex. You're teaching him to be safe.
Right?
Yeah. See, wrap it up.
Paul, we have to pretend like sex really isn't a thing until you're an adult. Like, then we talk about
it. I thought he was in trouble.
Well, he wasn't. You were, Paul. But hey.
Probably like, Paul, where are you getting these jokes? Give us some more. We want more.
I love it how the kid goes to school and they're like, where'd you hear that? My dad. Oh, well, this is awkward.
Paul, say that one more time for people that are just catching on. Go ahead.
Turn down your radio, Paul.
He hung up.
Okay, well, good.
One. What is
I'll
it? What's
do
one?
It to you.
Okay.
Riggs, what's 1 + 1?
2. You're screwed it up, damn it. No, it's 3 if you don't use a condom.
It's 3 if you don't use a condom. I screwed up the punchline.
Hi. Yo, hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so last summer, and we may have even talked about this in the dirt last summer, because I remember reading the whole thing. Hailey Bieber, Justin Bieber's wife, got lit up by a waitress in L.A. who had served tons of celebrities.
Oh, yeah, I remember this.
And she raided them all, remember?
Yes.
And she was very brutally honest. She said, I don't have the list of them all, but she would say things like, this person was so nice. This person was not. And what she said about Hailey Bieber was that she had served Hailey Bieber numerous times, and Hailey Bieber was never nice to her.
Really?
So then Hailey Bieber got upset at the time. She apologized in the comments on the TikTok about it.
Right.
Even said she was sorry and she didn't mean to come off that way. So people were praising her, saying, you're the accountability queen. This is awesome. You're actually saying sorry.
Yeah.
And now she went, and I was like, why is this story back, though? That's what I couldn't figure out since it was last summer.
So what's up?
Because Hailey Bieber went on this YouTube show with a psychologist and talked about everything her and Justin have been through and why, you know, she's where she is in her life. She did say, and I thought this was interesting, she said, when I saw the girl's video, I was so upset. There's never an excuse for being rude. I felt bad that that was her experience with me, but it made me kind of frustrated because you never know what someone's going through. I remember going through times in my life where I was so sad and so heartbroken that, like, engaging with people felt hard for me.
Yeah.
So I thought that was pretty telling, where she's saying, you know, I just didn't even want to talk to people. Again, she apologized, so we're good with that. But
that's the added stress of being a celebrity, always having to be on.
Always being judged.
Always
thinking people are judging
you. You're having
a
bad day at a grocery store and somebody comes up, wants a picture, and you're short with them, they're like, oh, Allie's terrible. She's so mean to me.
Well, you know me. I take a picture and...
Yeah, I know, me too.
I wouldn't say no.
I wouldn't either.
I would always...
I wouldn't even know what to tell this guy. Maybe you can help him out, Allie.
I don't know. I don't know what the problem is.
Or anybody listening. When do you, have your boys, like, walked in on you changing or seen you naked?
I don't undress anywhere near them now.
Right.
I make sure bathroom... I used to pee with the door open because they were little and I had no help. So they've seen me pee and stuff like that. But now they're 7 and 9. I do not show them any nudity. And they still make fun of my bra and things like that when they're laying around.
Yeah.
They'll make fun of my underwear or whatever, and I just roll my eyes.
Sure. Well, this... This guy sent us a message on our Facebook, and he's moving in with his fiance, right?
Okay.
He says, I'm happy with my fiance and her two young children. They're 5 and 7, a boy and a girl.
Okay.
Getting married next year, everything is on track for that. We recently moved in together and had to explain it to the kids. They're excited about it, but living together changes the relationship a little bit.
Yeah, big time.
He says, I thought everything was going well until the other day. My fiance told me that when we first moved in, that I had to always be fully dressed when I come out of the shower.
Okay.
I was stunned. Our shower,
she's got a daughter.
She's, our shower is across the hall from our bedroom. I normally walk into the bedroom naked to get dressed.
Oh, no, my
friend. I don't think it's that big of a deal.
It is.
She says her kids don't need to see me naked. She's just protecting them. I say it's not that big of a deal. And if they do see me naked, there's almost no chance of that happening.
Nobody wants to see their dad naked.
No.
Even a stepdad. Nobody. But go on.
So he's just wondering,
that's the gist of it.
What's this all about? And why is it such a big drama for her is what he's wondering.
Because nobody wants to see their dad naked or a stepdad. Nobody. It's gross.
I don't want to see my parents naked
Hell
either.
Hell no.
In fact,
come on.
I saw my grandmother naked when I was 5 years old. Scarred me for life.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's not even about what's appropriate. Let's just talk about scarring people for life here. We don't want to see it.
Oh, God. I just thought about
Remember
it again.
Remember our coworker, Nathan, who used to work with us, and he said he was scarred from the one time he saw his mom's boobs when he was little? He's like, I've never been able to unsee it. It's horrific.
Yeah.
And I always laughed at that because it's true.
It went all the way up to the belly button. It was disgusting.
This guy is not sure, huh?
He's unsure about it because he's never lived with kids like this before, of this age.
I love it how he said something like, you know, it was going great until we moved in. I'm like, well, yeah, kids are fun until you live with them.
Uh-huh.
They're great when you send them home.
So should this guy, is she being overly concerned or should he just let that go and like accept her rules and just get dressed in the shower?
Well, you know where I stand. They're her kids, right?
Yeah, they're her kids.
And
not his kids.
Her kids, her choice.
Right? But he's marrying into it. Isn't he going to have some sort of a say in it?
Absolutely.
Right?
But this should be like, in my opinion, maybe I'm wrong. Let people say what they want.
414-799-1037. What do you think about this guy and his fiance?
He
just wants to walk naked across the hallway. Is that too much to ask? Apparently so,
yes,
according to
is.
Her. Yes, we'll talk to you next. Hold on. So we got a Facebook friend, the Freeballer, we'll call him. Freeball Freddy.
We'll Freeballer.
Freeball with Freddy.
Freeball Freddy.
Yes, him. Basically, he just moved in with his fiance. They're getting married next year. She has two kids, a boy and a girl, 5 and 7. Mm-hmm. The bathroom, the shower is across the hall from the bedroom, and she wants him to get fully dressed before he leaves the shower to go into the bedroom because she doesn't want the kids to see him naked.
Right.
And he's wondering what's all the hoopla about, what's all the drama about, what's the big deal.
My favorite text is nothing. All it says is three words. Get a robe. Which I agree. Like, just get put a towel on. Get a
so
robe.
Easy.
Like,
so easy.
So easy. But let's go to the phone.
Lisa is in Milwaukee this morning. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
What do you think about? What do you think about this guy?
You guys just said it. Get a robe. Wear a towel.
Right. What's this guy's
cover
problem?
Cover up for the 5 freaking seconds, Mr. Nudist.
Right.
Baller. You know, get over it.
Does he really love to be nude that much?
Is he really ready to be a parent then either? Like, your life changes when you have kids, unfortunately.
Maybe it needs to be put into perspective for him. Like, what if your dad walked around naked? Would that be okay with you?
Boo. Or your mom?
Yeah.
Do you ever see those movies that start that way once they're over 18?
Oh, no. What?
What?
I'm talking about pornos.
Oh!
That's how movies start.
Who, me? Never.
What are you talking about?
Freeball Freddy has, though.
He sure has. Thanks for calling, Lisa. We appreciate you listening this morning.
We're so slow. Our own caller had to let us in on the joke.
Savannah is in Union Grove this morning.
Hey,
Savannah,
girl.
What do you think?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I think, so when I was like 8 or 9, I walked in on my dad manscaping once.
Oh, God.
And it was mortifying.
Yeah, I bet.
So I think that he should absolutely, like, if he wants to hang out naked, just like, put a robe or a beach towel or something and go hang out naked in the room by himself.
Yeah.
Not need to cross the hallway.
And you know what else, Savannah? He's not just moving in with another adult.
He's moving in with two kids, too.
It would
too.
Be one thing if he was moving in with his fiance and no one else.
Yeah.
But he's moving
exactly.
in with two children, so you want to accept that or not. And it is what it is. You're a parent now. Welcome to it, my friend. Put a damn robe on.
Yep, or just get a robe, man.
Or stay naked in the bathroom and do whatever you have to do naked and then get dressed in there. I don't know.
Right.
No. People are saying they don't get what's this guy's problem. Just cover your junk up. Like,
yes.
It seems so simple,
but
he wants
very simple.
To fight it, which is weird.
Thanks for calling, Savannah. We appreciate you listening. Very much so. Well, that seems like a simple enough solution.
Let's just say whatever you think is inappropriate. It might not be the same as somebody else. Some people are fine with nudity, right? But let's just say, just think about how it traumatizes people. What more do you need to say? None of us want to see our parents naked.
I'm telling you, ever since I even just casually mentioned seeing my grandmother naked 10 minutes ago, I still can't get it out of my brain.
I know.
It's burned in there.
I know.
Put on a towel.
Right?
You can still text this hour's $1,000 kiss keyword to 72881. It's treasure. Text the word treasure to 72881. You got like 5 more minutes to use that word. We'll give you a new one at 9:05, all right? Might see some rain today, on and off. A little bit cooler than it was yesterday.
Yeah, it was raining. I know that.
Was it? Is it raining now?
I can't see outside. But
it is.
It was definitely raining a little bit ago.
Those puddles out there. It's raining outside. Yeah. Yes. Though, remember downtown? Remember the scooters? The dockless scooters?
Yeah. Are they still there?
They weren't for a while, but they're coming back now.
Because of communal, like everybody touching them and stuff.
Now they're coming back, and they say by June 1st, you will see the dockless scooters. They're going to be around.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they've had a new pilot study out. The biggest problem they had with the scooters was not only the communal thing. They're really cool. They're really fun.
But I don't have balance. Would that be an issue?
Not at all. Can you ride a bike?
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
Well, that's like saying, can you ride a bike? You could ride a skateboard. I couldn't do a skateboard.
Different than a skateboard,
okay.
I promise.
I believe you.
You got to start slow, though.
Go!
Like, don't go fast.
Know, it's all coming out.
And once you start slow, then you get the feel
then
of it.
Then you speed up.
Yeah. No, they're fun.
You.
They're very fun. They're saying by June 1st, they could be back in line. But the problem was people riding them on the sidewalks. They didn't want people having them on the sidewalks because then you got scooters going around people. So people are getting hit and clipped with the scooters. So... that's what
but
they're trying to still
curb. I don't
want
to be on the street. So now here comes the problem.
It is terrifying being on a skate
on the street.
Street,
which means I'm out. I'm not riding.
You got to go in the bike lane when they have them. You'll be all right.
I'm good.
So you will start seeing them probably this summer more downtown. The dockless scooters, they're coming back. They really shouldn't have left, if you ask me, because they're great. I love them.
Well, they left for the pandemic, I thought. No,
I
just
guess.
The sidewalk?
Yeah. Probably that, too.
That, too.
The pandemic and other things.
The pandemic is probably a good reason, Riggs, but
guess.
Okay.
I guess. If you want $1,000, maybe you buy your own electric scooter, huh? Ride it around town. Do whatever you want to. Have one for yourself. Get $1,000. 9:05, your next $1,000 kiss keyword.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
I am pissed.
Why?
And so are a lot of other women when they hear this news. Reggae Jean Page, who is not returning for the second season of Bridgerton. I was already upset about that. Turns out, ready for this?
What?
They offered him $50,000 an episode to come back for a few episodes, and he still wouldn't do it.
That's it?
They offered him a chance to come
crazy.
Back, and he won't do it. They said he was never meant to be in season two, but he was the breakout star.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't care about Daphne.
I know you
see
don't.
Him. I don't understand. Bridgerton without him, boring.
I think it's because he doesn't want to be typecast as the guy from Bridgerton.
Well, they
that's
said
all they're going
to
know him as.
He wants to do movies.
Yeah.
And you're right. He probably is like, oh, if I stay on Bridgerton, I'm going to be the Bridgerton guy. I'm okay with that.
He's not,
come
though.
Come back.
Because everything he's ever going to be on is always going to be, oh, it's the guy from Bridgerton.
No.
Oh, it's the guy from Bridgerton.
Look
unless he makes a name makes a name for himself.
Look at the cast of Friends. If they can do it, and Jennifer Aniston can be in 900 movies.
But she's the only one. Everybody else is so-and-so from Friends.
Well.
who name one other successful
Courtney
Friends star.
Courtney Cox has had her own shows. She did Cougar Town and all that.
Yes.
Phoebe's done movies.
But she's
right?
still Phoebe.
So they've all done movies.
You still call her Phoebe. You called her Phoebe, though. You didn't even call her Lisa Kudrow. See?
That's right, because she's Phoebe. Fine. Look, can we just talk about Bridgerton? Because I'm really upset about this. Okay?
I know you are.
I'm pissed. They offered him a chance to come back. Reggae Jean Page, the star of Bridgerton, because, again, like I said, they didn't know he was going to be the star, and now they're trying to get him back, and he said no. He is not coming back, and I'm pissed.
Nope.
I don't appreciate you right now, mister.
What if he goes and does another steamy movie that's just as hot?
Listen, Reggae Jean Page, you've been very naughty. You go in my room, and I'll be there in a minute.
You go in there, and you think about what you've done.
You take off your clothes, and you think about what you've done.
Right? 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie.
Did you see our texts?
What? Oh, God. What did somebody...
the funniest listeners.
Already?
Somebody texted in, hey, page me. Like pager.
143.
Like, my kids will never know what it's like to have a pager.
Never.
They won't even understand. They don't even know what a pager is or a beeper or whatever you call it.
I got a beeper in high school and my mom said, nobody needs a beeper except doctors and drug dealers. That's it.
No. I had a beeper too.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
Did you ever have the T-Mobile Sidekick? Do you remember that thing where you could flip it up and flip the screen up? One of the first texting phones? Those were cool.
I did not.
So the topic is... Name something that you used to do as a teenager that today teenagers would not understand at all.
They wouldn't
would
even
not
know.
Be able to wrap their head around. Like I said earlier, having to change the TV channel to channel 3 to watch a movie or
Dude,
to play Nintendo or video
I
games.
Forgot
you
we
had
used to
be
have
on
to,
channel 3.
I forgot we used to change the channel to watch to do like movies and video games.
Yeah.
It's so funny. And I still have to change the input.
Yes.
But I can do it with my remote.
Yes.
And I don't have to walk up and turn the channel with my finger.
The channel 3, yeah. Why isn't it working? Is it on channel 3 or 4? Is it 3 or 4? I don't remember which one.
Every now and then my kids get up and walk over to the TV and turn it up and I go, why are you,
what are you doing?
Doing that? If you had grown up like I had, you would never.
No.
Never.
No. 414-799-1037. Oh, like recording songs off of the radio on a tape. I used to do that
yeah.
when I wanted to hear my favorite songs. I couldn't go and download them online.
You had a boombox,
and
right?
If I didn't, yeah, of course I did. And if I didn't want to go and buy them at a store, I had to buy a boombox, of
they
course.
Won't know what a Walkman is.
No. No idea.
No
idea. 414-799-1037. Did I blindly answer
they
those?
They won't even know. Yeah, they don't
oh
even
God.
Know what a CD player is.
With,
some, like my
with
kids
ESP,
will...
with the electronic skip protection. Otherwise, it would skip all the time. You had to have skip protection on the
right,
CD player.
Right,
good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
This is your girl, KP!
KP, what's up, girl?
Girl, we're on the radio.
Good morning, guys, and I'm going to keep it clean because you know I got a pie in my mouth. Okay.
I know you do, KP.
Girl, we love you, but when you say you're going to keep it clean, we both have a sigh of relief. Whew.
So, KP...
Oh, my goodness.
KP...
Turn your radio down, girl. Turn your radio down.
Okay, what? I turn it down. I turn
okay.
it down.
There you go.
I'm going to the house.
So, KP, what's something you used to do that teenagers wouldn't get today?
Okay, the party line. Remember the party line back in the day?
The 1-800 numbers or the 1-900 numbers?
Yes.
Oh, God. Why did you
call?
I used to call, no, the party line where you could call other people and all of your friends would be on it. Something was wrong with the switching, you know, with the telephones back
yes.
then.
Yes.
She's right. And you, and honestly, you know what else, KP? Well, we're talking about phone stuff. How about clicking over?
No. Oh, let me click
yes.
over.
Oh, my kids would
yes.
have, if I said
yes.
I clicked over on the phone, my kids would be lost.
Yeah.
They would have no clue what I'm talking, because we'd go into the other line.
Did, speaking of phones.
And another
did,
one would be yeah. the box. Remember the box? You had to, like, to watch the box, you had to turn the antenna with some aluminum foil a certain way so you can see all of that good stuff.
The cable box?
The antenna?
It wasn't a cable box. It was your regular antenna on your phone. It was channel 3 or something.
Oh,
yes.
wait.
The
KP, yeah. we used to have, wait, stop. Now my head's going to explode. Remember when we had cordless phones and you pulled the metal antenna out before you
yes.
answered it? You had a
yeah, you had to.
You pulled out the antenna.
And if you didn't have a cordless phone, you had that giant ass cable, that big long cord that got tangled and all twisted up everywhere.
Excuse me, how about that big ass cell phone we used to have that was in a carrying
right?
case?
KP, you're the best, girl.
Oh, you're funny.
Well, thank you guys. Have a good day now.
You too. Thank you for calling in on a Throwback Thursday. So, 414.
Okay, bye.
That's her line,
she's a
man.
Freaking
bye.
Riot.
414-799-1037.
Dude.
Yeah, go ahead.
These texts are hysterical.
Uh-huh. We'll
when
read.
Oh, you don't want me to read them yet? I'll
yeah,
save
we'll
them.
We'll read
I'll
them and we'll take some calls too because
okay.
people are still calling in at 414-799-1037. It's something that you used to do as a teenager. The teenagers today would go, what? You what now? You what? It's Kiss FM.
We're discussing the stuff that we used to do as teenagers that teenagers today just would not understand at all.
414-799-1037.
The texts are hysterical. People
what do we
talking
got?
About payphones when you used to go to the mall to use
oh
the payphone.
God.
Like my kids would never know what a payphone is. A collect call from a payphone.
1-800-COLLECT. Do you remember 1-800-COLLECT?
Oh yeah. Remember when people used to say things like, get off the internet so I can use the phone.
Get off the phone so I can use the internet. Get off the phone. I need to use the internet.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, right. 414-799-1037. You can call or you can text.
Got Emma in Cambridge, which I said to her, Cambridge? I got to Google that. It's west of Oconomowoc and Johnson Creek, southwest of it. So I was like, hey, girl.
What's something you used to do that teenagers today would not understand at all?
I remember, so now you have the DVR and you can record, fast forward. I remember when you wanted to quote unquote record something, you would have to set up your VHS player and put in a blank VHS and have it all set up just so you could watch it later.
You had to go in the confusing VCR settings menu to set up the time to start at a certain time.
That was going to be my next question, because I remember my mom taping every soap opera every damn day, but I can't remember how we programmed it to tape.
You had to go inside the VCR. It had settings. Like you had
to
use
it for the time.
Yeah, you'd set the times.
Funny.
But you had the clock on the VCR had to be right, because if the power went out, it would reset to midnight and none of your shows would record.
Right.
That sucked.
Right.
My grandma was the master at it. She used to record every single Packers game until PBRs came out.
Oh my gosh. Well, somebody texted in kind of close to what you're talking about, Emma. They said, so when I was younger, remember we had to rewind the VHS to be able to rewatch it? Like now we could rewind so quick with our streaming.
Yeah.
But we had to sit there and rewind it and wait for it to rewind. Remember that?
Oh yeah. Video stores would fine you if you didn't do that either.
That's
be
right.
kind, rewind.
I forgot you'd get fined
be
if
kind,
you didn't rewind.
Rewind.
Them. Oh my gosh.
Thanks so much for calling this morning.
Hysterical.
Thank you.
We appreciate you listening.
Thanks, Emma.
Jennifer's listening, driving from Kenosha back home to West Dallas.
What's up, girl?
Hi.
So what's something you used to do that teenagers today would not understand at all?
Well, you kind of mentioned it. It was the dial-up internet.
Yep.
And I remember when my parents wanted to use the phone, they would tell us to get off. But, like, you know, we were teenagers, me and my sister, and we wouldn't get off right away.
Right.
They would just pick up the phone, and we would get cut off right away.
Yeah, you did. Because you were probably on AOL when you had to put the CD-ROM in your tower to get the 90 free hours.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing the dial-up there. Did you find it?
Can you hear that?
Yes.
You can hear that?
This one.
Remember this?
Right.
This I remember waiting for it.
It's making me cringe.
Yeah.
I had to pull that sound
And then you would go, welcome. Oh, God. You've got mail. Have you accidentally called a fax machine and gotten that number, that sound before? That's hilarious. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much for calling this morning.
Oh, you're welcome.
We appreciate you listening.
You too. Somebody texted in. I couldn't even call my friends because they were long distance. Remember if you had a friend
one
town away or something, you couldn't even call them?
Or you'd have to call them after 8 o'clock when it was free nights and weekends.
Here's my favorite text. They texted in. They said, two words, star 69.
Star 69 or star 67, both of them.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.